Gain of 12 on the last play. First down, Stewart over the left side, and he goes nowhere. As Alfred Payton comes up to make the tackle, the fifth-year player out of Grambling.
He is a stud. Out of Grambling, as you said, 18 sacks this year. And Gus, he can defend the run as well as he can get upfield and chase a quarterback. Good football player.
Well, that was some years ago, about 18 years ago on The Deuce, as they called it back then. ESPN2, brand new back then. A very young Gus Johnson and a very young Mike Mayock with the call, that CFL game, and they were talking about Alfred Payton and his 18th sack. Brett Hollander, Mike Gathigan with us, and we are joined now by SWAC himself, Alfred Payton. Alfred, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Remember that like yesterday.
That was a young SWAC as well.
That was a young
back
SWAC.
Back in 95. He was amazing. We picked him up in midway through the 94 season from Shreveport. He signed a big six-figure deal at Shreveport, and then decided he didn't. He'd rather come up and play for a winner. And literally, I'm just joking. But when SWAC arrived, our defense really improved tremendously. He was for the listeners out there. He was Terrell Suggs. SWAC was a tremendous high motor guy and one of my favorites. He is one of my favorites of all time.
Well, I appreciate that, but look, I like to clear the record. Terrell Suggs is a SWAC.
Pretty good.
That's what you get with SWAC, baby.
That is what you get. And we were talking about it. We saw your son on SportsCenter involved in this very bizarre college basketball game. And I had one of our directors here, Colin Ward. He goes, "You have to look this up, Brett. I don't have time right now, but there's a guy, Alfred Payton Jr. He's from the same town as Alfred Payton. How many are there?" And then Mike Gathigan emailed me during the course of that show when I brought it up. Yes, it is his son. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, very, very proud of Alfred Jr. Been doing some great things. Just very proud of him. He's been able to handle himself pretty well at the next level, being that he's only 17 years old. He don't make 18 to next month. He should be a senior in high school. We started him school early, and he made the transition pretty good.
Now, SWAC, talk a little about the transition when you came from Shreveport, and it was a similar situation to ours. It was an expansion franchise, and you spent half the year there. What was the difference from when you went from Shreveport to Baltimore? Was it a major deal?
It was a major deal because we were dealing with people in Baltimore and Don Matthews that had coached in the CFL and knew the game. When I was in down in Shreveport, the coach didn't know anything much about the CFL game. So when I came to Baltimore, it was a big old difference for the organization-wise and team-wise. Couldn't have made a better choice. I was so hurt that they moved, that Baltimore actually left Baltimore and went up into Montreal. Because after I left the Saints, I would have come back to Baltimore, and I felt like we could have won some more championships up there. Plus, I didn't want to leave Baltimore. Had such a great experience there.
Out of all the CFL teams you played on, you're a CFL Hall of Famer. How good was Baltimore compared to the rest when you factor in offense, defense, special teams, and really just the environment?
It don't come close. It's not even close. That was the best assembled team the CFL going to ever see, unless they come back down here to the States. But until then, that's going to be the best team ever, and we're the only American team ever to win the championship. And we're the only team that wasn't able to defend our championship.
That's true.
SWAC, you had, obviously, you're a Hall of Famer, and Tracy Hamm and Mike Pringle and Coach Matthews went in as well. You know, who do you figure is next, former Stallion, to go in? Irv Smith, probably?
Irv got a shot. He have a good chance. He had some great years. I think he's very deserving of it. If I had a vote, he'd have my vote, that's for sure.
They don't give you a vote as a Hall of Famer, SWAC?
Oh, man, they haven't told me. I had a whole Baltimore team on there.
Swack, what about O.J.? O.J. Bergantz and just that defense to have just – I mean, they had a lot of good players, but you and O.J., a part of that defense, you think about the opposing offenses, I mean, they didn't have much of a shot.
No, they sure didn't, because we had Jay on one side and me on the other. And Jay was such a tremendous special team player. Also, people forget that. But Jay was my roommate on the road, my good friend. But, no, they didn't have much of a chance, especially when we was clicking on all cylinders. And we also had, don't forget about Jared Beal sitting in the middle.
Yeah, it was a who's who. And the defensive backs you talked about earlier about hiring the CFL coaches that knew the game, but the, you know, the DBs as well. I mean, Irv was not a guy that that was a CFL guy beforehand, but, you know, Kenny Watson and Chuck Anthony playing halfbacks and Carl Anthony on the other corner. I mean, you had guys that understood the game. We were talking to Tracy Hamm just a few minutes ago, and he talked about how it was a lot of veteran guys like you and Gerald Bayless and O.J. and himself integrating with some young guys with a lot of talent. I mean, that had to be one of the key reasons for our success.
Well, it was, but Coach Matthews understood that. And that's why he assembled that team the way he did. Now, when I went out in the free agency, they kind of hollered at me a little bit, but I wanted to stay closer to home, which was a huge mistake, and I found that out quickly. But he was a veteran of the game. He understood the game, and he knew exactly what he needed to get in there along with those young players. You got to remember, we had a young Joe Horn on that team that didn't even get on the field.
Yeah, he was on the practice squad. Yeah, I didn't even tell you that, Brett. Yeah, in 94, he was Joe Horn was on our practice squad, and we only had 37 active guys.
Right.
So it was much smaller, and the guys had to play special teams. So it came down between Joe Horn and Robert Drummond, really.
I remember Drummond.
We kind of picked him up at the same time. Remember that, Swack? And Swack had already been there for a little bit. It was like maybe September, October of the 94 season, and right. It ended up between Drummond and Joe Horn. And we, they selected Drummond.
Right.
Speaking of little used offensive players, does anyone remember Lewis Fight? I mean, I remember it like it was yesterday. I was sitting in Memorial Stadium, and I saw this young running back do a somersault over an opposing defensive player, land on his feet, inbounds, and keep going. People were talking about Jerome Simpson of the Cincinnati Bengals at the end of the NFL season do a somersault into the end zone. Well, I saw a stallion do that and then keep going for the 20 or so yards.
Yeah, in fact, he was the first person I saw do it, and it was against Hamilton in Baltimore.
It was the last regular season game of the year, yep. Yep.
And Coach Matthews was hot about that, too. Boy, he was mad about that. Don't you flip on my time. But Lewis White was an unbelievable athlete. He was the first guy. That was amazing.
Well, I was a jaw-dropping amazing.
He did that in college. He went to Texas A&I, and he won an ESPY doing that in college before he came to the Stallions. Yeah, and he's a guy, that's the only game he ever played. He was on our practice squad.
And that's why.
He couldn't, he just couldn't get by. I mean, you know, again,
Pringle.
We didn't have a lot of guys. You had Pringle, you had Drummond, you had Peter Tuipulotu, and we had Chris Wright, was technically a running back. And, he couldn't get on the field. He wasn't better than those guys. So we had already clinched. He sat Pringle. Remember, he sat Pringle, and Pringle wasn't mad. He was mad about that, too, because he wanted 2,000 yards. And Louis Fight ran. He ran for about 75 yards that day. But, yeah, that Coach Matthews was not happy about that.
Chris Wright didn't come to that 95 season.
Well, that was 95 when Louis Fight was there, too, Swack.
Yeah, all right.
That was 95, yeah.
Well, we really appreciate Swack. When we come back, we're going to talk to your former coach, Don Matthews. But thank you so much for coming on. A lot of fun.
Thank you. And tell him I said hi.
I will do that. We'll pass that along. Alfred Swack Payton.